WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. It's a busy travel weekend, millions on the move as spring break meets the Easter holiday. Joy Benedict of CBS News Los Angeles following that for us.
The busy spring break travel season could see up to 167 million passengers hitting the skies from March through April, up 6% from last year.
People are tired of the cold weather.
This Easter weekend kicked off with the TSA screening more than 2.7 million passengers Thursday, its 10th busiest day on record.
With Baltimore taking the first steps down a long road of recovery after the Key Bridge collapse, federal efforts are getting underway. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand has more from the White House.
The port has a national impact.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen hopes Congress will agree as its support could be needed for a future Key Bridge.
So it could be 100% federally covered.
The emergency relief program will, by design, cover 90%. And Senator Cardin and I will introduce legislation to cover the other 10%. Again, also making sure that the federal government gets credited for any funds that come in because of liability.
Crews have begun cutting and lifting remnants of the bridge in Baltimore Harbor. President Joe Biden will visit the scene this week. Jerusalem at Easter is usually full of Christian pilgrims, but CBS's Holly Williams tells us that's not the case this year against the backdrop of war.
Jerusalem is a contested city, claimed as a capital by both Israelis and Palestinians. The tiny Christian community in Jerusalem only numbers around 15,000 believers, many of them Palestinian. There's been a spike in assaults by ultra-Orthodox Jews.
It's very uncommon for people to be arrested.
Father Bernard Podgy is from California, but has lived in Jerusalem for 10 years.
Our worst fear is that people won't have a right to pray.
AT&T is dealing with a massive leak of data from current and former account holders. CBS News New York's Jessica Moore following.
The breach happened 2 weeks ago, affecting over 7 million current users and 65 million former users. The data reportedly included social security numbers and other personal information. The company says it contacted impacted customers and reset their passcodes. So far, AT&T has not identified the source of the leak.
New York City is trying a pilot program to deploy portable gun scanners in the subway system. This announcement comes days after a fatal shove off of a platform in an East Harlem subway station. And meanwhile, in Oakland, California, high-tech surveillance cameras coming to the city. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground. The carousel goes round and round. Balance comes from inside.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Last Crack, an essential last crack. The Abyss from Sinister Funk House number 17. Discipline before that from The Uprising. What is your essential last crack? I sure would like to know. Why don't you send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Tell me your two favorite last crack songs, and we'll get that on the air for you. Essential Last Crack, 11 o'clock during Maxine Kevy across the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Maxine Kevy, our last Saturday for Heavy. Maxine Kevy is moving to Sunday starting next week. We were telling you about that earlier. Super excited about M. Shell joining the team here and taking over Heavy. Rob Roberts is going to be in this time slot, end to midnight on Saturdays as part of Maxine's Saturday Night. A bunch of new original local music from Wisconsin, around the area too, and a bunch of show announcements as well. Rob Roberts, 10 to midnight on Saturday nights right here on Max Inc. Radio. Tunes on the way from All Meridians. We'll do some Rogue Rat. They're playing Taz Bash. We'll tell you about that as well, plus some Carbellion. Right now is Mickey Magnum and Stand Tall. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Finish line, even though they try to hold me back. if it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Rogue Rat and Drag Strip Queen. All Meridians before that from their 2020 album. That was Terminus. You know, Rogue Rat, they're playing a great show here in Madison coming up on Saturday, May the 4th. It's called Taz Bash 3.0. It's presented by Max Inc. Radio, of course. It's going to be at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. The show starts at 1. It's a full day of great bands. Including Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Plant, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. And the best thing about this, other than the great rock from these bands, all proceeds are going to benefit Music Makes a Difference, which is a great organization helping kids get musical instruments and get into music classes. Taz Bash 3.0, happening Saturday, May the 4th at the Red Rooster here in Madison, is presented by Max Inc. Radio, Mad Radio 92.7, and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Roll it in and ready for-
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Government Zero, Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. I wonder if they're going to do a new album soon. The rumors have been flying for the last 4 years. Maybe soon. Else, before that, with Wake and Carbellion started that set off with their latest album. bar fight. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Really appreciate your ears. Don't forget, Max Inc. Heavy is moving to Sunday night next week, 10 to midnight, Sunday night with M. Shell. Put it in your calendar and don't forget about it. Max Inc. Heavy Sunday nights now at 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm getting out of here. We got music on the way from Mad Trucker Gone Mad. We'll do some Altrea. Right now, the latest from Abaddon's End, Absence and Adolescence. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips. and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We shouldn't be together. I know there are better things to reach for. I can't seem to break free from your hollow lies. Cling to me, your hollow lies. So promising, these hollow lies. They are your key, your hollow of being cold and alone, but there's hope in beginning. If there's a way I can find my way home, tell me all the things that I wanna hear. How all your intentions are true and clear, make me feel so safe and protected. Just need to find strength from your hollow lies. Cling to me, your hollow lies. So promising, these hollow lies. They are your key, your hollow lies.
Drunk, and I can't stand her when I'm sober. The headache that she's given me is worse than my hangover. Well, I'm always in the doghouse, little doggy, drinking on over. She don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand her when I'm sober. Well, I just got home from work, and my tired feet are hurt. I grab a beer and hit the couch, turn on the tube and start surfing. She stands there right in front of me, just like an angry curtain, with a list of stuff I'm supposed to do. Oh, honey, that ain't working. She don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand her when I'm sober. The headache that she's given me is worse than my hangover. Like flies.
She's mean as hell, but looking good through my crossing eyes. It's four beers gone and two to go before I want some more. She asks me why, and this I say as I head out the door. You don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand you when I'm sober.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.